This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis spoke at length about housing during his State of the State address at the Capitol today. Polis called the state's housing policies out of date. He vowed to modernize the law to help meet the housing demand.
We need to bring our land use policy into the 21st century and prepare ourselves for success these next 150 years. We need more housing now.
Polis has previously stated he'll make cheaper and more climate-friendly housing a priority during the upcoming legislative session. Federal officials are warning about an extortion plot geared towards teens. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains it's called financial sextortion.
According to federal law enforcement officials, minors are coerced into sending explicit images of themselves online and then blackmailed with those images. Over 3,000 minors, mostly boys, have been targeted this last year. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they want parents to help stop the crime before it happens and help children come forward if it does. He says kids need to know they're not in trouble and they're not alone. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Heavy snow is expected to move through Colorado today. About a foot is expected in the Central Mountains, and nearly as much could fall in parts of the Front Range and Eastern Plains. David Bargenbrook is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It looks like we're in tune for about anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of snow across a good chunk of northeast and north central Colorado.
Bargenbrook says snow will hit the Denver area late today. He expects a rough commute tomorrow. In Denver, it's 31 and overcast. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.